Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is T-A-Z of another T-A-Z Productions. This is A-T-A-Z P Live on Blog Talk Radio, and number area code 678. I know who you are, but the people don't know who you are. State your name for me, please.
This is Miss CJ Free.
CJ Free. How you doing this evening, dear?
I'm all right. And yourself, how you doing?
I'm good. CJ Free, what what you call yourself, a beat maker, an entrepreneur? Wait a minute. You got several things going on, so what would you call yourself?
I would call myself, first and foremost, blessed and highly favored. I am a female music producer and entrepreneur. God has blessed me to be able to start a production company as well as a clothing line. So I'm just a blessed individual and just reaping everything that God has lined up for me.
So how did you first, which I know the story, because I've been through it too. But how did you first start doing music? I mean, what got you interested?
It started as a child. I was in the choir growing up doing singing, and then I got into the musical instruments. I was playing the drums for my church starting at the age of 10. Then I started messing around with the keys around that same age. When I moved to ATL about 3 years ago, I ended up playing the keys for a church. So it was different, but I started playing the keys there. And I've been writing music for a long time, since my early teens, about 15. I was writing gospel songs. I just never really, you know, took myself so serious. My mom would say, oh, you have such a gift, you have such a gift. But, you know, I thought that was mom talk. That's what mom's supposed to say. But I got into letting other people hear my stuff, and they just was like, yeah, this is really something. So that's how it kind of all started.
Cool. Did you play by ear? Or did you take lessons?
Everything is a gift. I've never taken any lessons of any sort. I can't even read music to this day. I plan to learn how to read music, but it's just a gift. I can hear something one time and just duplicate it. It's just a gift. I can't even explain it.
Wow. Now, I wish I had that one. for real. The snippet that you sent me, Loving You, explain that track.
It was basically, I was listening to some old school music, and it was very melodic back in the days. So I just was listening to some old school music and was playing around in the studio one day and came up with the track. And it's just put my little flavor on it, and there you have it, Loving You.
Miss CJ Free.
Native Instruments machine as a drum machine, but yeah, I came up with everything on there, all that.
So what equipment do you like using when you get in the studio and, like they say, make a hit?
When I first started, I started with Fruity Loops. I thought it was very easy to use, and then a friend of mine tried to put me on to Reasons. But I really couldn't really get into it, so I started doing some research, and I was going to go with the MPC. but I found the Native Instruments machine, and it had the on-screen interactive thing along with the machine. So I felt that was just right up my alley. So I like to use the machine, Pro Tools, and I use some VSTs, and basically that's all I use, and just the gifts that I have of playing the keys, and that's about it.
That's cool. I like to hear everybody how they do their thing, because I do music too, and I never heard it that way, because not too many. I've talked to a lot of producers. Not too many people use the native. They use the sounds, but they didn't use the program as such. And I had the program at one time and gave it to a female that liked to do beats. She was younger, so I gave her the whole program. But I'm familiar with it, and it's cool. So what do you do? I mean, how do you get in the inspiration to actually come up, or you just say, I need it right here, I'm gifted and talented, I want to make it right, boom, right here, right on the spot. I mean, is there any inspiration that's involved, or you just have a knack for doing beats and you just want to do one right then and you put one down?
Being a fan of music, I'm always inspired. I'm the person in the car pulling up next to you, and I don't have any words on my playing in my car. I just listen to instrumentals. I love the melodies. I love how the music is put together more than the lyrics. So I'm always inspired by all type of things. I might hear a sound in someone's beat and try to, you know, find that sound and duplicate it into my own style. I just get inspired by so many things. And being a fan of music, I always want to be in the studio creating music. I don't want to do anything else. I don't even want to go to work. I just want to sit there and make music, but that's not what I do right now. But
you got to go to work so you can keep on making music.
Exactly. But I love it so much, I don't want to do anything. I could sit in there for hours, 15 hours straight, and don't come out. So my family knows when I'm in the studio, do not call me. You know, I'm just in my zone. So that's how it comes out.
Okay, I went to your site and got the track Dreaming, which kept saying your tag CJ Free, which is cool because you got to do that to protect your beats, which I'm down with, and a lot of other producers do it as well. So explain that track. I like that track, though, for real. When I heard it, I was like, I like this.
It's just something different. I try to be versatile with my style. I try not to just sound like I'm making the same beat over and over. So it was just a different type of beat that I made. I wasn't really inspired by anything, just playing around with some new sounds, and that's what I came up with, the track Dreaming.
Miss CJ Free.
Thank you. Hello and welcome. Welcome to MYSPACE.com/MLACE. My name is Mark, short for Marcellus. Mr. Lacey, if you like poetry and spoken words, you heard. And life, evolution, and elevation are key as we strive to walk and skip down that path that's righteous, like thus and forth and such, blase, blase, que sera, sera, I. No, I never should have turned this mic on, exposing you to Marx-isms, colloquialisms, like lyrical prisms, multi-sided are the guided sentences as I mix God in them, imprison them with no repentances. I didn't mean to turn you on, but check out www.marklacey.com. There you'll learn about the critically acclaimed Looking Heart and get your reflux on. Produced and recorded at Touch Zone in the HSV ALA. Hey, big shout to my boy TAZ for recording this spot. So relax, rejoice, celebrate, and welcome to MySpace.
It sounds like I'm getting ready to rip.
I know.
Your company name, CMD Productions. Where did you get the name from?
The name is actually, I just spelled it different, but the initials is CMD, which is Clara Mae Davis, which is my late grandmother. She passed in 2002, and she was a huge part of my life. And still is. She still is in my heart to this day, and I named my company after her. So as I blow up, she blows up. I just named it after her. I just want her memory to always be a part of everything that I do.
And that last track was that was the bomb. I like that song for real. I was like, man, you know, I like that track for real. It's very it's got a nice melody and something that you can hum to after it's off.
Right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And you do nothing but gospel tracks.
I write gospel music. I'm also a church musician. Every Sunday I'm in church playing the keys. So I write gospel music. I have gospel songs. I hope to get my songs to Kelly Price one day. But that is my goal, to get my songs to Kelly Price. But I just make beats, and I always say that, you know, whatever lyrics you put to my beats, that's up to you. But I just make the beats, and I write gospel music and produce gospel music.
And you, so you play live. Have you played live with any of your production, or you just did it strictly for the church?
Just strictly for the church. What I do with my production, I have different clients from all over that's been showing me so much love. So I do production on the spot for them. I do custom tracks. So if they have an idea in mind, they'll get with me, and I'll come up with what they want, if it's using a sample or something similar. So I do that as far as live with production. But usually when I play live, it's just for church.
Now, when you do your beats, you got titles, but you ain't got no lyrics, am I correct?
That's correct.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I talked to my boy Smitty Beats, he was living in Las Vegas at the time I met him. He's in Virginia right now. Mm-hmm. He's got over probably like 9,000 beats.
Wow.
9,000. Cat, he does it every day, probably 4 or 5 every day or every minute, it seems like. But anyway, mm-hmm. He names his songs. And mm-hmm. I always ask, how do you... Okay, with a track that don't have any lyrics, how do you name it? I mean, that's all. I want to hear your example, because I already heard his, and I'm going to really trip if it's the same thing. But how do you name it? Because the song Dreaming that I just played sounds like, it seems like it sounds like it should be called Dreaming. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I just assigned a number to my beat. I ain't got time. We talking about Let Love Go in Your Pocket right here. You know, I ain't got time to name a beat. I just want to know, how do you come with it? How do you come with it? I want to hear how you figure it out.
I basically go off what the beat makes me feel like. Just listening to that track, I could just hear, like, someone saying dreaming on there, or just having like this just futuristic type of feel to it. So it just seemed right. I can't really explain it in detail, but it's just whatever mood that the beat puts me in. If it's a sample, it kind of helps out, but on my original tracks, it's whatever the beat puts me in, whatever kind of mood it puts me in, I usually try to title it. It helps when I'm filing them away as well. So.
Okay, now, here go the next one. If you let me love you. I don't even know. That's a question. If you let me, I don't know how you named that, but how did this beat come about?
I was listening to the Spinners. The Spinners have a track called "Are You Ready for Love," and the part that I used on it just uses that "Let Me Love You" on it. So that's kind of how that came up. It really wasn't too much thinking with that one. The samples are pretty easy, but yeah, I just sampled the Spinners "Are You Ready for Love," and you got the track "Let Me Love You."
Miss CJ Free.
I like that beat too as well. question: when you like, if somebody wanted to buy that beat, would you have to clear that sample of the hook that you put in there?
They would. I'm only responsible for the production of putting it together. I let them know that they do have to clear all samples. So, no, I don't clear them. I just put the ideas together, and then you handle what you need to handle to put it out there.
Right.
Cool.
I give the people your information where they can hit you up, buy some beats. Definitely buy some beats. And buy some of your some off your clothing line as well.
My official website is www.1cmdp.com. On my website, I have my clothing line. We have some nice designs on there. We have the God Family of Music shirts. They are really popular. We were blessed to have Mike Colombo, which is So Def's producer, actually supporting it, and he's rocking them, and he's saying how much he loves them. So you got to check them out. My beats are on there for lease and also for sale. I have a blog on my website as well. I'm on YouTube. You can Google me. I'm on Twitter. My Twitter is at 1CJ_free. My YouTube is Miss CMD, MSCEEMDEDEE. So I'm out there. You can definitely Google me, and I will pop up.
Well, thank you, Miss CJ Free, for coming in, gracing us. Once you got some new heat or somebody that you done produce, feel free to hit me back.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely working with a lot of artists. I just did a mixtape with my man Boy P. I got like 6 tracks on there. My man ID is coming out with his mixtape. We're gonna have a track on there, so I'm working. So I definitely will be back.
Yeah, definitely. And send them my way so we can give them love as well. And thank you again for coming through.
Thanks so much for having me.
No doubt. That's
all right.
CJ Free on ATAZP. As we're waiting for Jason F. to call in, I'm going to play my cousin's track. He plays keys for a church as well. This is his track Away From Here on ATAZP.
I'm lost sitting on it. Taste my exotic fruit. Something different in your atmosphere. Tell your ears, draw near. I have something new and flavorful to tell you. My ATL Live radio listeners, there's much more of me to come on my erotic tongue. Drum beats, poetry, spoken word, performing artist, gifted child. With my passions of music running wild and free, come closer to me. Come in. See me on the D Block with Mega Music. And don't forget to watch Black Watch TV. Thank you, ATAZP Radio, for having me. This is Indigo Portress. Thank you.
ATAZP, Jason F. was supposed to call in like about 5 minutes ago. I'm waiting on them to call in. That's why everybody asks me how come I got a lot of music on this switchboard. It's for things like this when artists don't call in. This is me and my cousin Jay Bug with the song Where They At on a new Presidential CD that I'm just about done with. Me on the beat, me and Jay Bug on the vocals.
In the joint with the Z, presidential swag and the love is on me. Feel me when I come through the party and it stops. Proper rock state picks and they pop. I'm rocking this thing, oh so for real. Case in point that I go out to chill. Not stressing on the fact that I'm blessed. Easing my mind from this presidential mess. Doing walks up, Secret Service they press. Waver on through, girl with the black dress. Looking real hot with the so thick thighs. He says let's dance, no surprise. We did our thing out there on the floor. Party people screaming they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them yelling where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the press is in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the press is in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.
Yo, Mr. President, it's your boy Jack Bauer. Let me solve your drama in 24 hours. Radar with more money and power than Madoff. Now I gotta hit the showers. So hot through DC, made you the Redskins. Wizard of the game, go tell your friends. The Nationals are in town. I heard it from a boy, a cat from Georgetown. Yep, love the Hoyas. Fly through the streets like Air Force One. Lyrics and beats blazing like the sun. Foreign policy, international huns. Secret Service for the chick of medic gloves. Dude thought he ran game, we ran seasons. Earth, wind, and fire, don't ask me for reasons. Cause I might sound short, tell you what it's meant with T-A-Z, Mr. President.
Throw the chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. If you're feeling this track, nod your head. Presidential order, heard what I said. I'm back in the party, and it's hot. Re-election bids insane, don't stop. Feel for my head's about to spin. Can't take no more re-election win. The pressures of the world, but I feel stressed. Waver on food, girl with the black dress. Not tripping on the fact that I'm blessed. Easing my mind from this presidential mess. Looking real with the so thick thighs. She says, let's dance, no surprise. We did our thing out there on the floor. Party people yelling, they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them screaming, where they at, where they throw at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.
And you ain't saying shit. I'ma call you soon as I land. probably roll some weed right up on the beach while you tan. Party every week in New Hollywood speak, but now you got my phone taking pictures, laughing, smoking, chilling. Yeah.
Started on my own. No matter how much she gets, she wants more. John, John. Mike John. I'm prowling, screens bawling as I slide up and down your block with a chain full of rock with Spencer's cuts in my wallet. Right now, a lot of people calling, but back then they left Mike Jones prowling. I'm rising, they falling, cause I stayed up on my grind. Didn't have time to whine, had to put it down. I'm Mike Jones, Mike Jones, Mike Jones, Jones, and I'ma stay putting it down to the end. Ripping pins, trying to put a brand new Benz in the wind, cause
I take flossing in the candy paint. Going dang, dipping drink.
When that jag little lot, I stay grinding so I can stay fouling. Cause Lord knows I can't picture me fouling. I'm crawling, candy paint on fold. Dogging all these hoes, you hauling the road in my wide body load. I'm a baller, shot caller, 20 inch crawler. Getting me on the highway, about to tell the mauler. My album, who is Mike Jones coming soon? My album, who is Mike Jones coming soon? Cause
I stay flossing in that candy paint. Going dang, dipping drink. Tearing up the line.
Tearing up the lane, yeah.
I stay flossing in that candy paint. Blowing dank, sipping drink. I'm ready for swine. Tearing up the line.
And sipping that purple drink, screen falling, rooms crawling. I guess that's why the girls keep calling. My phone, my home, and hopping my Maybach. Haters knockers, we on the grind, and they now big more. Mike down, hope, Mike down, hope, Mike down, hope, Mike down.
With a house in the red shop, big and more, and Mike Jones get red shop.
ATAZP, live on Blog Talk Radio, caller 727-727, area code, state your name, please.
This is Entice.
What's up, Entice?
What's going on, but the stage name is Entice.
I tried to edit it, and it wouldn't let me. I was like, yeah. What? What is going on? I tried to edit it two times. I think I even told you in the notes on Facebook, on the comments.
Because I looked and I was like, wait, oh my goodness, he got Stacey Soul Singer above. I said, let me clear that up right quick.
So how have you been, and explain to the people exactly what you do.
I am doing quite lovely, actually. And for those of you all that don't know, I am a R&B / neo-soul singer, songwriter, lyricist.
I see you had a spoken word video, too. That I've seen, I was like, and she also does spoken word. Is that true?
Yeah, yes it is. Yes it is. Write all my material myself. And believe it or not, that's a little snippet video. I'm just getting in practice for the real thing. I actually edited, you know, shot that video and edited it myself. So I wear many hats.
So, what got you interested in writing and doing music?
Want to ask that question one more time?
I said, what got you interested in writing and doing music?
I guess I was born with it. I was blessed with it. I come from a family of all females. I have five other sisters. Everybody, you know, is talented in their own thing, but I was the only one that was born with a voice to sing. So we had gymnasts, artists, poets, and one singer. So, but I got into it at the age of 7. I just, you know, had a love for music. I was going through a lot, you know, as a youngster and coming up in my life, too. So that was, you know, like a positive outlet for me. That's where I could, you know, make my feelings known and express myself and just be creative to show people who I am, you know, as a person and as an artist.
Well, when I got hit to your music through my nephew, Mr. Buzz, who also got a radio show as well, I was like very pleasantly surprised when I listened. And it don't take much, you know, for me. If I listen to about, I said 15 seconds, I'm in there if I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? It catches me at the very beginning. And I'm loving the music. I want to know exactly the song behind Secrets. Cause
I was
going to say that for last. But I said, I want to know now because I ain't heard it.
You have no idea how many interviews I've done, how many people I've talked to, and the first question they asked me was, how did you come up with that song, Secrets? Well, in order for me to tell you about Secrets, I have to tell you about Ann Tyson's character. And yes, tonight I'm speaking to of her as the second, as at my alter ego, the second person. So I have to tell you how she came about first. I just, I'm on stage, you know, when I'm on stage and I'm doing shows and whatnot and performing, I just love the type of effect that, you know, I get from the crowd, you know. The name Entice came to me at the strangest time. I was actually at work one day I had two computers in my office, one for work, one for play. And after speaking with a producer some time ago, I, you know, kept thinking to myself, what type of name what type of stage name do I want, you know, to have that everyone's going to remember and it's going to go perfect with, you know, it's going to go hand in hand with the music that I come up with. And Entice, I mean, when you think about how you want to draw somebody in, when you think about how you want people to feel about you, to sell yourself, you know, you want to entice them. So that's how Entice was born. That's how I came up with, you know, with the name Entice. Sitting at my job as a biomedical clerk at Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh. That's how the name came up. Now, the song Secrets, again, keeping in line with my girl Entice, the concept is, to me, my music is all about relationships. I want it to be about relationships. I want it to be the type of music that if you got into an argument with your girl, a husband got into an argument with his wife, the fiance put her man out in the street, throw one of my jams on. You'll find a way back to each other, you know. So Secrets came, you know, from that, because like I said, I'm a type of person that want, you know, I love being loved, and I'm sure every woman loves being loved, being in love, you know, and that aspect. So that's where the song Secrets came from. That about says it.
With Secrets.
Baby boy, there are so many things that I want to tell you, but I have one question.
Thank you.
going to be producing my whole CD with me writing all the lyrics and doing all of my vocal arrangements. He's the one that's going to be doing all my music.
So. I like him. I produce music too as well, so I really feel in the groove. And I wondered, how did you link up with him?
Well, I got on my Reverb Nation page, I had a couple of producers from different record labels come through. Producer, well, A&R execs, actually. One from Def Jam and the other one was from Virgin Records. Came past my Reverb Nation page, looked at it, left comments on it for me, and I was pretty excited about it. And they were somewhere along the lines of, get your demo to us now. So, and at that time, the original song, The Secrets, I had done it, but it was in Pittsburgh with another producer, so I wanted to, you know, create just a fresh start and create a whole new project. So what I did was I put the call out on Facebook on my music page looking for a producer. And I've got a lot of responses. and I listened to his music, and it was just something about it. It the vibe of his music, it went along again with who Entice the artist is. So it took me 2 weeks to get back to him, but I got back to him, and said we had been Skyping sessions from, I want to say, September of last year until March the 3rd of this year. March the 3rd of this year, I left, took a 28-hour bus ride from Florida to New York to actually go in the studio and record these tracks, and I met him face-to-face for the first time. What he did was he sent me snippets through Skype, and I wrote the hooks on them, and then I would turn around and, you know, send them back to him through Skype, and then he would send me the full tracks, and, you know, I actually recorded everything on GarageBand, all my rough drafts on GarageBand, and then went to New York and had the chance to go into Uptime Studio in downtown New York to record them.
That's cool, because that's how me and another female a couple years back, we did it on the internet. Did my tracks, bounced them to her via email. She recorded them on a program called, what was it, Cool Edit Pro. And she put them down on there and bounced them back to me, and I mastered them here. And for like the first 2 years, we really never met. So.
Yeah, isn't that something? But isn't that something how you know, people can just be, how we can be creative like that?
Right.
You know? And I loved it. And it was like when we first got in the studio, and I took my laptop with me, which is a MacBook Pro. I took my computer with me, took my Gen 4, an iPod Touch, got all types of footage. So while we're sitting there in the studio, and some of the two of the engineers that we worked with that actually mixed and mastered the material, these guys work with heavy hitters. They work with everybody from, one of the guys has worked with everybody from Michael Jackson to Jadakiss. And our second engineer worked with the whole Mert Green crew, Ashanti, Ja Rule, and, you know, everybody within that camp. So we had some really good folks, you know, behind us pushing to, you know, get these tracks mixed and mastered for us. But it was just crazy how we were sitting there. I think it was my last day there, and one of the engineers asked, "So how did you guys meet?" And when we told them, it blew them away. Like, wait a minute, are you serious? Are you kidding me? You never seen her until, I hadn't seen him, you know, until, like I said, March. I left March the 3rd. I didn't get to New York till March the 4th. So that was our first time we actually, you know, saw each other face to face aside from Skype.
But when you're vibing like that, that's the way it is, because you're on that, you're in sync. How do you go about writing your music? I mean, you just feel
off
the beat.
Feeling. This is crazy, but it seems like I said, the producer I work with now, and like I said, the producer I work with in the past, for some reason, I'm like really, really picky when it comes to I'm really picky when it comes to my music. But when I hear something, when I listen to a track, it seems like the track tells me what to write, you know. And there's not too many people that, you know, can say that. When I say that to folks, they look at me like, wait a minute, how does the track? I listen to every single note, and I don't listen to just your basic 8-count, 4-count, 8-count, 16-count, or your basic drums, synthesizer, keyboard. I listen to everything that's beyond that. Everything that's layered, you know, and I just go off of, you know, what I feel when I listen to that track.
I understand you because I'm the same way. I can also write songs without a track, and then I'll fit them in later to a track.
I can do that too. I just wish I would have listened in school and learned how to play the piano. When I was supposed to, okay, but messing around.
And it's never too late. It's never too late.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are so right about that. Right.
The song You Care For Me.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. I love that song. Now, that song right there was not mixed and mastered. That song was on GarageBand.
Okay,
cool. So y'all know. That's not even a mix, and I got a lot of good compliments about that track. Not even mixed and mastered.
Yeah, and, and you know, sometimes you don't have to do too much to attract if it's already clear,
yeah.
good, and recorded
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you just have to, you just have to turn up the levels so, like, you know, on radio, it'll be playable. That's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's
yeah.
clean. If it's clean. So.
And it's, what I think what I like the most about this particular track is the fact that a lot of feeling and a lot of thought, you know, went into writing this spoken word, and which was something that I thought I couldn't do. You know, I never saw myself as a person who wrote, you know, spoken word pieces. But this track, it just, like I said, listening to this particular piece, I couldn't go nowhere else with it, but that's what I heard for this particular piece, you know, was a spoken word. So this is one of my favorite tracks. To hear the track with the vocals on it. Oh my goodness, that was a big mess up on my part. My bad. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It's happened before. Believe me, you're not the first.
I'm not gonna be laugh, huh?
Well, no, you're not. I'm clicking to check the score of the Miami game. You know, I'm clicking back, and I'm looking at your bio, and then I go, well, I ain't hear no words. I go back,
and I
check
had
the
all
time.
These songs in one folder. That just goes
and
to show everybody out there listening, things can happen.
And I'm checking. I'm
things
like, well, she ain't said nothing yet, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. Okay, are you from Pittsburgh?
Yes, I am. Born and raised.
Really?
Born and raised.
Of course, I'm from Steubenville, which is...
Not far from Pittsburgh. Okay, Steubenville,
yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah, I used to go party in Pittsburgh. You probably wasn't even born then at that time. When they had the club.
I don't know now.
They had the club Heaven Judy's.
Yeah.
Oakdale Social Club, upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah. No, Heaven, I remember.
I remember that one. Yeah,
I remember that one, too.
Yeah. Unique, you remember that?
Club Unique?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar. It
was a pizza joint, and downstairs was the club.
Okay, yeah. It sounds familiar.
It was further up Forbes, further up down. And also, I used to go to Squawkers on Liberty Avenue before they changed Liberty Avenue up, because Liberty Avenue was a straight shot.
It's not a straight shot no more.
Yeah,
it's in a strip district now in Pittsburgh. Yeah. If it's not in Oakland on Forbes, everything is, you know, in downtown, the downtown strip district. But one of my favorite places I love to go to when I'm in Pittsburgh and performing is a place called Shadow Lounge. Oh, my goodness, it's off the hook. Off the hook.
Where is that at?
That's in East Liberty.
Okay. And I know where it's at.
Going towards Bloomfield.
I used to go there all the time and party. So I was born and raised there, and you sung in the church, of course, right?
Yes, I did. When I was young, competed in the pageant and in the Wham-O contest.
I have a caller on the line, 347-347. You're on ATAZP Live. State your name.
Angelic Voices.
That's my producer. What's up, brother?
How's it going?
We all feeling the music. I'm feeling the music as well.
Oh, my gosh. I produce music as well,
so I love it.
I know she's surprised right now, like, what?
Yeah, I am very surprised. What's up?
Well, I'm glad you called in, because I love the production aspect as well, because I do it myself and I write. So I like both aspects. And when I told Entice when I first heard the first, like, 10 seconds into a song, I usually be like, either I'm feeling it or I'm not. And I'm feeling it.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I listened to hers, I was like, yeah, I got to get on the show. I ain't need to listen no more. I was like, I'm feeling the groove. Oh, yeah, I'm good.
He sound like the last dude, the one that said he had to stop eating a sandwich, the last DJ. He said, I was in the middle of eating dinner, and I heard secrets, and I had to stop eating dinner. And said, told his staff, I don't care what y'all do to find her, but find her. I want her on my show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's love right there. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
She's incredibly talented, man.
I'm loving the whole groove.
Yeah, you know how some people alternate their voice and stuff? You know, they use all types of effects and all that stuff. That's her voice.
Right.
That's all natural there, brother.
Thank you. He's not just saying that because he's my producer.
So, you two met, ironically, online, which a lot of artists and performers do meet now with this internet thing. Were you surprised at just how quick you guys clicked?
That was very surprising.
I was. Like I said, all I do is listen to his music. And he'll tell you, like I said, it took me 2 weeks to get calling back.
but he's very particular too, man.
Very picky. A lot of people coming at her a lot.
And the thing about it that the way she described how you two met, I met a female the same way, and we do music ever since for like 10 years, and she's got a lot of CDs. I mean, it just clicked, and when you're on that groove. I understand when y'all said it.
Yeah, that's rare. You don't get that often. That's rare. Most people, oftentimes in a business, you have a lot of images that are cookie cutter, you know what I mean? Or a lot of folks that it's, I'll put it this way, like I said before, it's rare. It's not often that you listen to, that a singer listens to a track and feels that track so much that she doesn't want to work with anybody else, you know? And I've had that happen. This is the second time in my lifetime that I've been doing music, and I've been doing music for 15 years, you know, and right. I come across a lot of producers, and there's a lot of talented cats out there. But the key to having a successful career and outstanding song after outstanding song, you have to have the right type of chemistry when it comes to working with your producer, you know. A singer's right. not a singer without a producer. You know, a producer, he can make music for tons of folks, but it takes a particular, you know, a particular style and a particular artist, you know, to mesh
right.
with that producer. And that's how we are when it comes to our music.
Well, y'all explained the song, You Take Me There. Hopefully, this ain't the instrumental either.
No, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Oh my goodness.
It's okay, things happen, man.
Well, like I said, before we finish, I'll let everybody know exactly where they can go to, you know, to hear that full track. I'll even send it to you tonight, and if you want to, you know, go ahead and play it again tonight after the interview, then that's fine. But I'll make sure you get that, you know, the track. And as well as the snippet to the video, like I said, check that video out, man. It's homemade, but hey, it's got a message. Okay, so let's get on the subject of You Take Me There. When I first heard the track, it was like AZ was the dentist and I didn't want to get my teeth pulled. Because when he first sent me the track, I was feeling the track, but I wasn't, you know, I didn't know exactly what I could bring to it. So once again, during our little Skype session, he sent me the track. I put background vocals to it, and I sent it back to him. And he listened to it, and he liked it. I was like, I don't know. You know, I found myself questioning myself a lot, you know, with that track. And he was like, look, this is the track that this, you know, this will be the track right here that's going to make you in this industry, you know. So just go with it. Just go with it. So, like I said, once I got to New York, we were able to go in the studio, into Uptime Studio, and lay those vocals down. And, wow, once I heard the finished product, I was like, oh, my goodness. So, you know. So that's another one of my favorites.
You Take Me There, Entice.
You said this one was gonna be off the hook.
My spirit free.
Uh-huh.
And when you're near me, you just make me mad. Keep giving me this feeling that I
love you.
Take my breath away.
Take my breath away.
So much better. You set my spirit free. And when you're near me, you just make me laugh. Keep giving me this feeling that I never felt.
Yeah.
up, y'all? It's your girl, Kel the Music, a.k.a. Diva, and I'm chilling with my boy Taz on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Entice. I like that song. Yeah. That is a fun song.
I know.
It makes you want to get up and dance.
My point, I know, right? That's why we did it. I can't wait till we do the video for it. I can't wait. I see roller skaters and everything. I'm taking it old school. Old school on this one. Definitely old school.
I want you to give your information where people can hit you up at, both of y'all. Give your information where people can hit you up at, download some music, know more about your music and artistry.
All right. Well, I'll go first. If you guys want to hear, if you guys definitely want to hear You Care For Me, in addition to all the other tracks, you guys can go to ReverbNation.com, where my material right now is number one as an R&B artist. That's throughout the U.S. No, that's in Pittsburgh. It's number 84 throughout the U.S., and globally it's 147. So we are moving up the charts fast. So you guys can check me out at ReverbNation.com/Entice or hit me up on my Facebook page at Facebook.com/EnticeU, the letter U. If you want to follow me, you guys can follow me on Twitter under Always Enticing. And you can also check me out on SoundCloud. Same name. And I even still have my MySpace.
Spell your name because most people don't. Okay.
Okay, my name is spelled ENTYCEE.
Okay.
That's Entice. All right, got any other voices?
It's my turn now.
Yeah.
You can reach me at Angelic Voices Music on Facebook. You can like my page on Facebook, Angelic Voices Music. You can also reach me on Reverb Nation. Same thing, Angelic Voices Music. You can also reach me at United Music Union also. It's another page that we got. And Tice got a page like that too.
Yeah, me too. I forgot about that. I have so many pages.
Yeah. You know, and you can Twitter me at Angelic Sound. You can SoundCloud, Angelic Voices Music. It's not hard to find me. Also,
it's not hard. We're everywhere.
You can download my app. I have an app too through Reverb Nation, so do Entice. You know, you can download our app for Androids and iPhones and iPad, iPod Touch, Angelic Voices Music. It's a free app. Go check it out. Entice is on that app. She's on it.
Well, I want to thank both of you. I want to thank both of you for coming through, especially Angelic Voices in the middle. I'm glad you came through because I'm showing up feeling the music as well as the singing, the writing. The whole package is quite lovely, head-knocking, the kind of music that I like to listen to, and a lot of my friends and my fans like to listen to as well.
Okay.
Oh, now we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Both humbled and honored to have been a part.
Well, thank you. And whenever you guys got some new material, make sure to hit me up so I can get y'all back on again for real.
Oh, we will definitely do that.
Not a problem.
I'm going to hit you up with Angelic on Facebook as well, too.
Okay, all right. I'm on, bro. I'm on it 24/7, boy.
Well, good having you guys, and thank you so much for coming through.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good evening and good night to everybody. Catch y'all on a flip. Peace out.
Peace.
That was Entice and Angelic Voices on ATAZP. I'm getting ready to lift this off, the last joint. This is my cousin, Kareem Ellis, out of VA. You know, the whole family. We do music, man. This is my boy with the song, my cousin Kareem, with the song Move. Until next week.
gotta go with the flow, I'm a runaway. Lot of ladies in the club, please put your gun away. We can beef on another day. Anyway, move, move. If you wanna have fun, I ain't even left the crib, I'm already half drunk. All the smoke is probably bad for my asthma, but I'ma hit it to the tip like it's the last one. Your first impression might be I'm an asshole. You goddamn right, bitch. Plus I'ma ask you to buy me a drink. So what you think about my fortified leadership? It's 5 o'clock and you know that we ain't leaving yet. Everybody dance around so hard they make the ceiling sweat. Some people like to chill, I guess they keep it real. And if the party's popping, just imagine how the speakers feel. That's a change of pace, so let the haters hate, cause I don't like them anyway. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, moving to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call. I got it hot up in here, but the beer is cold. Sneaking in a bottle that I brought from the liquor store. When she ready, grab my shit and go. My head is heavy and I'm ready for some head that's slow. So move, move, don't you do it too fast. I'ma let her win so she knows that I'm coming last. How do I begin when I'm already in the ass? I don't want children, so my words ain't just getting rapped. And them is just the facts, so you can just relax. Even if she claims it's clean, I'ma strap a prophylax so I can hear a scream when I get in between. I know how to treat a trick and ain't even Halloween. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, moving to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call. I want the planet in the palm of my hand, so I be moving more miles than the Marlboro Man. Man, get loose if you feeling the vibe, and when I cruise through, better step to the side and move, move like your rent is past due. Ain't no need to stand still like a statue. I'm that cool, and honestly, the liquor's in me, and probably I'm a holler, but I barely can see. And dog, this girl is down on her knees, she barely can breathe. All y'all scandalous and scared of me, trick. I be rocking the boat, I got a seasick, and now they just be chopping the flow. This ain't the remix.
Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around or you gon' get a crack jaw. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off.
I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, moving to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call.